Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good evening. Todd here, WTIC. Rant line time. Before we go to the rant line, let's get Phil in from Avon because it's his second try. Hey, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Todd. You mentioned that, Mr. Sasser, about it. Was there any interest? I just wanted you to note that the 5th District, David X. Sullivan, has some magnificent signage out. And it's just wonderful signage, very large and very prominent in the Farmington Valley towns that he would be representing.
So you're just talking about the visual. It's not that he's got any great humorous slogan or anything, but it makes impact visually.
They're very good.
Well, that's good.
And the last thing I would like to say is that I always had a lot of respect for a Yale or Harvard education, but, you know, as our governor goes, I'm losing all respect for their educational qualities. So keep in mind that
the reason that thank you Phil for the call. It's a good point. The reason that Harvard and Yale have the biggest, hugest money in the bank of universities in the world. I don't know about Yale. I mean, Harvard's ridiculous, but Yale's big too. The reason they've got such a big endowment is because they let rich people in. If they have a low IQ, it can be easily made up for with a big bank account. 860-522-9842. All right, let's get to the rants. Keep in mind, you are welcome. No, you are required to call and comment. And if you get aggravated or charged up or you've got something on your mind, just jump right in and we'll mix you in with the rant line calls. Rant line number, if you don't know, 860-751-4698. And, of course, the call-in number, 860-522-9842. Here we go.
2021, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I'm done. $100 fine for not wearing a mask. No football. No businesses. I have been working since the beginning of this. I have been deemed an essential worker. Are you kidding me? My life is a nightmare, and it's all because of Ned Lamont and the failure of our legislators to get their act together. I need my Republican legislators to do their bad word to say, job.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's a charged up rant. That sounds like somebody who could have been there at the protest yesterday heckling Jolly Ned.
Hi, Todd. My rant today is my tax dollars are being wasted by State Attorney Tong versus ExxonMobil as if he can prove climate change in court. It's a huge waste of our money, and I want to thank you for being a wordsmith that we rely on. You're like a pit bull who ate a dictionary. You know what words to use.
Oh, what happened? What happened? One little thumb on the...
Pit bulls who ate a dictionary. You know what words to use, when to use them, and you don't let go. Thank you, Dud. Bye.
Well, we all do our best to stand up and see what we can do to stop the plundering. And that is the thing that everybody needs to do, is stand up and stop the plundering.
Yeah, I would like to know how many of those complaining about no football being played actually vote for the Democrats. Because if you vote for the Democrats, stop your whining, you reap what you vote for. Thank you.
Does anybody do that? Complain about the tolls or the high taxes or the humongous unpayable debt run up by the Democrats just so they can rig elections? If you complain about that and vote for Democrats, please call right now and explain. 860-522-9842. We'll play some more rant line calls. But let's check in with Carlos calling from Tolland. Hi, Carlos.
Yeah, hey, Todd. I just wanted to let you know, those guys were up heckling the governor again today up in Enfield. It was fantastic.
Were they really?
Yeah, they're on.
You were there?
You could probably find it on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There's more audio. They sent some very large men to kind of disperse them, but it was a great little thing that they did. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for
what
you do.
Did that...
I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Do you know how the large men dispersed the protesters?
They just walked toward them and the video cut off, so no.
Wow. That's pretty ominous. All right, Carlos, thank you so much for that. Good report. Okay, somebody send me the link to that audio, please. Please. My email address, todd@toddtalk.com. Send the link to today's protest, because I want to hear it. You do, too.
Republicans, you are worried about high school football. High school football. We are in the middle of a pandemic, a deadly pandemic, and you're worried about high school football. The ignorance on the right is spectacular. You'll be really worried when your son gets COVID, comes home, gives it to you, and you'll be on a ventilator with $500,000 worth of medical bills. Then you'll see why we're not playing high school football. It's spectacular, the ignorance.
Well, if it's so spectacular, how come Jolly Ned is sitting there and letting kids go back to school? High school football is only a tiny fraction of the number of students put at risk compared to Jolly Ned sitting around and doing nothing while kids of all ages, 3 up to 20 whatever, are going back to school. Jolly Ned does nothing. How come? How come the big government guy, how come the guy who just wants to expand government isn't expanding it here? How come he's hiding when all those children are having their lives put into danger and $500 billion medical bills are going to be caused by Ned's negligence with thousands of kids and he's doing nothing? Mike, you have that sound cut handy of Ned doing it for your own good or whatever that cut is? I love that cut. Okay, I'll play another rant line cut.
Greetings, Todd. George from Canton. Todd, I'm not going to rant. I'm going to make a dedication. This is dedicated to Captain Ned of the doomed ship Titanicus. An old adage that says, sometimes it's better to keep one's mouth shut and be thought of as a fool than open it and remove all possible doubt. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, George. That's a good one. I love that quote, and it's nice to hear it. All right, Mike, let's hear it.
We're doing this for one reason and one reason only, to keep you safe.
To keep you safe, that's all Jolly Ned cares about. He wants the football players to be safe in the fall but put into danger in the spring. But the thousands and thousands of kids, anybody know how many kids are in school in the state of Connecticut? This is preschool, kindergarten, first through eighth, ninth, whatever the middle school goes to, high school, college, He's leaving them. He's leaving them exposed to the danger of their own family's decisions.
We're doing this for one reason and one reason only, to keep you safe.
Keep you safe. He wants to keep you safe. What is it that he's doing to keep you safe? Well, restaurants are only allowed to seat half of their seats. That's how badly he wants to keep you safe. But the other half can be at risk of $500 million medical bill.
I got my briefing, and the briefing said this TOD is made possible by an amazing partnership with OPM, DEP, DOT, and...
I think he lost his marbles here. That is the most wonderful inanity that he's uttered in days.
This TOD is made possible by an amazing partnership with OPM, DEP, DOT, and I understood what that meant.
Oh, that is just so delightful. That's Ned being heckled yesterday. And if you see the video, what you see is he looks like he's ready to cry. And he deserves to cry because he's caused so much pain to the state. He deserves to be put into pain by the people of the state in a rejection of the idea of him playing politics with what is supposedly a dangerous virus. But the numbers in the state of Connecticut have been wonderful for months. That is, the health care numbers have been doing really well. The economic numbers, for some reason, the deadly bad economy, the health care that can't be paid for, the food that can't be afforded, the rent, there's no money to pay, the mortgage that can't be paid. Hundreds of thousands of people in financial crisis in the state. Somehow that's not part of the narrative. It's just the disease. But think about it. Think about it. If this lasts for a year and a half, the head of the CDC said yesterday, there won't be a vaccine for another year.
Half the people say I'm a king.
Yeah. And what do the other half say? King, Ned. All right.
Todd, you just had a caller that was complaining that Trump should have had a national mandate. Where in the Constitution allows the president, the executive branch, to order us to do something, to wear a mask? And let's just be honest. If back in March, Donald Trump, President Trump, ordered us to wear a mask, who would have done it? Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. One of the big protocols of this takeover of democracy by the plunderers, the killing of democracy that Jolly Ned is engaged in, one of the key protocols is to make sure you do the frog into warm water thing, you know, and then you heat up the water while he's in it and he doesn't realize he's being burned to death by the increasing temperature of the hot water. But that's the protocol that Jolly Ned's following.
Hi, I'm calling from Newington, and about the rules with the coronavirus.
Yes.
I think government or president could say anything, but personal, my opinion, the people not responsible, and they blame anybody, the rules and everything, but they not follow the rules. They do whatever they want to do and blame anybody else. They go on a beaches, they close together, et cetera, et cetera. That whatever you say, we cannot blame somebody. Look at yourself and think what you do around yourself and how you behave.
Yeah.
Don't blame anybody else.
Well, I think that's
it. Thank you.
I think that's true. Thank you.
Jolly Ned here. A question, please. Josh, would you take that? Oh, Josh isn't here. Carol, could you take that?
Yeah, there's somebody who's who's been through a lot of press conferences.
Half the people say I'm a king.
And the other half say I'm a plunderer.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Can we just talk in a few minutes? No need. Let me just talk to these people right now. I'm happy to have a conversation.
You had the chance to talk to me before you went up there. You could have called me back yesterday.
Ned being heckled. My favorite tape ever. I think since the Dan Malloy cut that you know so well. WTIC, you are here, I'm here, that's what we ask of each other. Let's talk to Dave in Brantford as we make our way through the rants line calls. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Todd, as I dance through the rants. This one's live. The New Haven windmill in New Haven Harbor is still dead, going into the seventh week. You haven't heard a word from Blowhard Blumenthal about the exigent crisis of green energy taken over from fossil fuel, and that windmill is still dead. You would never.
Why isn't he filing suit against somebody?
I want to comment on an opinion piece in the Hartford Current that's in today's paper. Today's Hartford Current. It was about building a natural gas power plant up in Killingly, and they headlined it, Killingly Power Plant is Illogical and Immoral. Have you heard the term closed investments of the devil?
No. What's it mean?
It's a term out of the Bible. The devil usually reveals himself based on things he thinks, does, and says, and you have to recognize that. So the lefty writer who penned the editorial talks about bold leadership from Connecticut on climate can stop the planned fracked gas power plant in Killingly. We've talked before about the lefties who hate natural gas, always call it fracked gas, not natural gas. We don't get very much fracked gas in Connecticut because we're surrounded by Democrat states that won't allow the pipelines to be expanded to gather it up.
Right.
And so we mainly get natural gas out of Canada that, to use a fast and dirty term, they stick a straw in the ground the old-fashioned way and the gas pours out. And so our supply is not very much fracked gas. They also work in this comment toward the end of the editorial. Communities of color and low-income communities have disproportionately felt the burden of environmental degradation and disregard for basic human rights. You wonder, does the writer know where Killingly is? Out on the eastern border of Connecticut, out in the sticks? What are they talking about? Communities of color? Killingly? Really? How do they work?
Well, they just, they know the talking points. Dave, thank you very much, sir. Good to hear from you.
A king! You work for us! Open Connecticut now! Open Connecticut now! Open Connecticut now! Open Connecticut now! Open Connecticut now!
They did it to Ned again!
We do not consent to you, Governor!
This is today!
I'm exercising my First Amendment right. The governor will not return my phone call. My 3-year-old does not need to be in school behind a mask.
When does it end? When does the bleeding end, Governor? You lied about the baby dying.
Sir, I need you to call me back.
That is some beautiful stuff. People standing up demanding that their rights be protected, not trampled, by their government. We'll talk more about it. Oh, Jonathan's on the phone, too, from CT Liberty Rally. Yeah, it's WTIC. Play some more rants in a few minutes. Jonathan calling from CT Liberty Rally. Then we'll get to Kevin. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Todd. It sounds like you heard our little airing of the grievances today.
Oh, my. But, you know, I'm still kind of overwhelmed with the sound from yesterday. It's just so good and so funny how thrown out of kilter Ned was by the simple screams of of a small group of angry citizens.
Who gets the $500 fine today? Is this 100 people?
There's a lot of people here, no?
Let's start counting heads. We need to put out some fines, I think, for His Excellency's executive orders.
Here's your fine.
I loved when he gave that little chuckle there. It was like, okay, he realized you were right. You were mocking him for, where are the fines? Are you going to fine us for this this large crowd that's gathered here to listen to you? How many people were there, Jonathan?
I was trying to count up. I mean, I got to at least 86, so it was on the cusp here. So I just cleared. I know. Mm-hmm. I thought there should definitely be a head count.
Yeah, were police walking around writing citations?
There were a few officers there, and you know, there's a funny thing about all, you know, if you had to guess who the police officers in the state of Connecticut are supporting, if they're supporting Governor Lamont or not, I think it's a pretty obvious mm-hmm. answer. So they've been really nice and courteous in all the places that we've been and go. We appreciate our police officers, and, you know, it seems to us like they're standing with us, which is great.
That's awesome. And is that you talking about your three-year-old, or is that somebody else?
The three-year-old is Aaron. He, you know, another concerned citizen. You know, he's been upset, and then he gets told that starting on Monday, dropping off his kid at childcare on Monday, they got to put the kid in a mask. And
isn't that amazing?
I don't understand why, when we're getting more and more fines and orders for more people to be wearing masks, and the ramifications or the control keeps increasing, even as the virus has been. I mean, the curve has been flat for months.
I think
Governor Lamont, it's great to see him rattled, because I think they thought Governor Lamont could just talk all smooth and wear his smooth suit every day and tell everybody he was going to keep us safe and we're all just going to get lulled to sleep. But the people of Connecticut are rising up. And one thing I really wanted to say to you, it's really important. I just want to make sure that everyone realizes there was a really important admission from Josh Gabal yesterday on the mm-hmm. Ray Dunaway show here on 1080. And he was asked specifically about when are the masks going to come off, what's the metrics, how are we going to do that? And he gave a pointed answer. He said, when there is a vaccine with widespread distribution, then the masks will come off. So, you know, we were sold 15 days to flatten the curve. We're 190 days later, and now we got the COO of the state saying the only way that we're going to go back to normal is if we all get the vaccines. Not just it's produced, it's that widely distributed. So if people
widely
don't want to get a forced
distributed
vaccine from the government coming up, and they respect their own bodily freedom and that of their children, and to make medical decisions for themselves and for their children, we need to step up and stand up now, and we're going to continue to do so.
Jonathan, well done. Thank you, sir. And do you have another protest planned?
On October 3rd at the state capitol at 12 p.m., we do have another protest. It's going to be concerned citizen groups and candidates running for office. I'm running for state representative as well this year. JonathanForCT.com
awesome.
Is where you can find out about my campaign for the 26th District mm-hmm. House seat. And then also CTLibertyRally.org is where you can find out about the events that the CT Liberty Rally is doing.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Good to talk with you. Joining us now, our regularly scheduled guest, Kevin Catapano, who is a senior at UConn Hartford. Hello there, Kevin. Sorry to delay you, but we got some good stuff going on here. We have to get the word out.
Hello, Todd. How are you doing this week?
Did you hear this sound of Jolly Ned being heckled? It's so delightful.
I did hear this. It's certainly a good thing to have Lamont, or to have the pressure applied to hold his feet to the fire and let him know that there's a lot
exactly.
of discontent happening in Connecticut. And I think, I mean, that's certainly a good thing. That should be happening across all of politics.
Yes, it should. But people forget it's our government. It's not their government. And the politicians
absolutely.
Forget because they get away with this junk for so long that they start to think it's not that different from the Soviet system. They've been working hard for a long time to make it just like the Soviet system. And the more it gets like that, they think they've got total control. We surprise them once in a while. I like it. So football has been a focal point. What are your thoughts about how emotional the high school football issue has become?
Well, I'm glad that we've been talking a little about football today. You know, I think the theme for the week is that the culture wars continue apace, and football, high school football, and the National Football League are really at the heart of it. And so, you know, certainly with regard to Connecticut high school football, it is still absurd that we are not having a season. It's anti-scientific. It's rooted in preserving the narrative as opposed to looking at the data, and the data suggest that young people are very, very unlikely to suffer severe symptoms from the virus, and that they're increasingly unlikely. Scott Atlas talked about this week, I believe, in the New York Post. Dr. Scott Atlas suggested that the data show that young Americans are very unlikely to spread this virus to older people, to their teachers, to their coaches. And so we should absolutely be having football. And if it's safe for us to protest in person, and if it's safe for us to go back to school, we can absolutely play football.
If this is going to go on for another year, which is what they seem to be saying, then it's impossible to follow the game plan that they've given us thus far of people being locked down and wearing masks and not being able to have a social life and not to be able to have a normal life. There has to be some balance in the way this is administered, and the only place the opportunity for balance exists is to protect the people who need protecting, the vulnerable communities, and let the younger people go about their business and let the two stay safe from each other. Hold on one sec, Kevin. We'll continue in just a moment. All right, back to Kevin Catapana. So what else are you thinking about this whole area? I like the direction you're going in with the high school football. You know, it's not my favorite thing. I wish people were upset about other bad things that are more broadly happening, like people losing their businesses and their livelihoods and their ability to survive, and the state going billions of dollars more into debt. But if football is what people get emotional about, I don't have a problem with it, Kevin. I want them emotional. I want people upset.
Yeah, the emotion is a good thing. The emotion, I suppose, is going to turn into passion. That's what's going to drive policy. And it's going to create the change that Americans are looking for. I think one of the good things to talk about would be the NFL, of course, which the players and the coaches in the NFL are continuing to protest alleged systemic racism and the idea that the police are racist and that the country is evil. And so they're kneeling for the national anthem. And I did actually have a story to tell from UConn, Hartford, this week. It's a pretty simple story, but I think it definitely illustrates the reason that politics should not be corrupting sports.
Okay.
So I went up. Yes, I went up for an in-person class this week in Hartford, and we have security guards because of our virus protocols who sit at a front desk, and their job is to check IDs and make sure everybody is wearing a mask and give them the go-ahead before they can come into class. And so when I showed up on Monday, there was a new security guard, a guy I had never met before. And when I walked in and I was showing him my ID, he noticed that I was wearing a Patriots sweatshirt, and so he made a comment about the team and about the game that they had played Sunday afternoon against the Dolphins, and it turns out that he himself was a Patriots fan. And so we sat there for 10 or 15 minutes. I was almost late for class because of this, and it was worth it. We sat there for 10 or 15 minutes talking about football. And the amazing thing is that politics never actually came into the conversation. The discussion never turned toward Black Lives Matter. It never turned toward systemic racism, never turned toward kneeling for the national anthem. And it's such an unusual conversation. And I think it's one of the best conversations I've probably had all week, just to be able to talk about sports without politics. And it certainly illustrates that the culture wars are continuing to infiltrate all aspects of American life. And it's becoming difficult to find things, particularly sports, in which they're not going to be politicized. And because people on the left are doing the politicizing of the culture, they're the ones who are benefiting from this.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you present it in that light, that you can look at it as this is the left's goal, I guess, during the Trump years, at least. The plan to destroy Trump has to do with creating a frantic, desperate, livid atmosphere 24/7 and somehow blaming it all on Donald Trump, when in fact they are working hard to make sure that in every little crevice of life there is this frenzied condition that they're pushing all the time. And you're right, we deserve a little fun. We deserve to have our sanctuaries from politics. And ultimately, it's the people in politics who are destroying politics by giving it this air of desperation at all times.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, politics, as Andrew Breitbart used to say, is upstream of culture, meaning the culture changes first. Culture is downstream or upstream of politics. So the culture changes first, and then politics follow later. And conservatives don't control any of the main cultural institutions in America. The leftists control the universities. They control the film industry. They control the media. They control sports now. They're very, very active in sports now. And as well, they even control some corporations. There's a lot of performative wokeness on the part of corporations. And all of the traditionally conservative institutions, namely religious institutions and the family unit, are increasingly less influential in American life. And so as leftists continue to increase their influence in culture and conservatism loses its influence in the culture, it's going mm-hmm. to affect policy down the line. It's going to affect politics, and certainly it's going to redound to the benefit of leftists, since they're the ones who are very good at fighting the culture wars. The conservatives don't seem to know how to do it yet, if it's possible at all.
So do you have – I mean, you mentioned that you had this security guard conversation and that was the best conversation you'd had all week. Does that mean that you don't talk to people you go to school with, or is that part of being a commuting student, or is there something – you know, is there more distance because of social distancing right now and less conversation going on?
I think as a general rule, because of the social distancing, there tends to be less conversation. It's as though parents have told their students to sort of show up, don't talk to anybody, don't touch anything, and get out. But there certainly are conversations that go on about politics and, of course, about everyday life. But the reason that this redounds, one of the reasons at least, this redounds to the benefit of people on the left is because when they dominate the culture wars, the idea is that if you disagree with them, you're somehow a bad person. It's not that you disagree with them on policy, that you're an evil person, and therefore you should be quiet. And so if we're talking about sports, if we're talking about something, about a movie or a television show, the leftist talking point will come up and the leftist will trumpet it, and if any conservative dares to speak up, they will be accused of being a racist for ridiculous reasons with no evidence, will be accused of being a bad person. And so oftentimes what happens is conservatives will shut up and leftists will dominate the conversation. And because of that, the culture will shift radically to the left, and then they'll benefit politically down the line. And very, very good. And, you know, ultimately makes things worse, of course.
All right. Anything else you want us to know, Kevin?
No, I think that's about it. I had a rant that I wanted to get off my chest. And, you know, I thought this was good this week.
This was the rant, you mean, that you wanted to get off your chest?
Yeah, most of it, just about.
Yeah, good.
All right. That's good for 1 week.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. It's good to talk with you, and we'll see you next week. Kevin Catapano, he's a senior at UConn in Hartford, and it's good to get his perspective as a young person and somebody who believes in the American system of government. Two things that one time or another you don't get enough of. I mean, here you get plenty of people believing in the American system of government, but not that many young people. Other places, you get lots of young people. So it is too bad that separation of us from the things we enjoy that goes on with the loss of sports, with that being invaded by the political space. It really is. All right, let's see if we can get another rant or two in.
Hi, I'm calling from Newington.
Oh, I heard that one already. Okay, next one.
Jolly Ned here. A question, please.
Heard that one, too. How did I get so lost in these rants?
Why is it, my rant is, that Nancy Pelosi supports Planned Parenthood, who supports post-birth abortion, and she's supposed to be a good Catholic?
I don't know what to tell you.
So they're going to discharge all the residents of Three Rivers and Norwich because they're not capable of handling the situation in a rapid manner. And all of those patients are going to be spread out across the state, across the county, and potentially infect everybody else. Irrational, unreasonable, only Ned Lamont.
All right, I've got to interrupt that. We'll play that one tomorrow so we can get it all in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.